Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The FT.
With each step I am more certain, Julie Andrews sings to herself as she marches on to her first job as a nanny in The Sound of Music. Everything will turn out fine. I have confidence the world can all be mine. They'll have to agree I have confidence in me. All my working life I've tried to emulate this attitude. If only I could muster some confidence in me, the world would be mine too. I never bothered to ask if this approach was right, because obviously it is. Everyone admires people who are confident. Everyone wants to instill confidence in their children. If I look at one of mine, the one who was born believing that he's a thoroughly good thing, it's always been clear to me that he has won the genetic jackpot. Even people who don't take The Sound of Music as seriously as they ought to agree that confidence matters. When Michelle Obama, who has inexplicably said she prefers It's a Wonderful Life to The Sound of Music, visited an inner city school in London a few years ago, she told the students, "Your success will be determined by your own confidence and fortitude." Cicero, who sadly died some 2,000 years before the musical was written, agrees. "With confidence, you've won before you even started," he wrote. Even Samuel Johnson believed that self-confidence is the first requisite to great undertakings. But it seems all of us have got it wrong. There's nothing good about being confident. According to a persuasive recent book, Confidence, by Thomas Chamorro Premusic, a professor of business psychology at University College London, it's better to be unconfident. For a start, the unconfident try harder as they're driven on by anxiety. They also listen to criticism and try to adjust accordingly. And they're far less likely to become arrogant, hubristic monsters. This makes a great deal of sense. The book isn't advocating inferiority complexes all round, but is pointing out what ought to be obvious. We should be realistic about what we're capable of doing and not doing. That way, we're more likely both to get better and to win friends and influence people along the way. There's no shortage of studies connecting confidence to success. However, the UCL professor has come up with data suggesting that the causality goes the other way round. Barack Obama, Sir Richard Branson and Madonna might all be confident people, but their confidence didn't cause their success. It was the success that caused the confidence. He argues that we should stop our obsession with self-belief, which risks turning us all into lazy narcissists, and focus instead on competence. We shouldn't aim to believe we're good at what we do. We should instead aim simply to be good at it. What's so strange about this fantastically sensible conclusion is how heretical it is. I don't think I've ever read a management book that said competence is what matters. I've read plenty that bang on about excellence, which in itself is an overconfident and deluded aim when you think how incompetent most people are. In the UK, incompetence reigns more than ever. A recent OECD study has shown how British 20-year-olds are dunces at maths compared to their parents and their grandparents. What Mrs. Obama ought to have told those schoolchildren was to concentrate on learning their multiplication tables. It's all so elementary, but still, companies seem unable to think clearly about competence, which is simple and useful, and have turned it into something complicated and useless involving key competencies. The professional services firm KPMG, which is a big employer of graduates, doesn't tell prospective hires it expects them to be good at long division or spelling. Instead, it says it's looking for people with seven key competencies, including such waffly traits as delivers quality and drives inclusion. In our quest to get better at what we do, we're permitted one small role for confidence. Sometimes it makes sense to pretend to be confident to signal to others that they should trust us. But we should fake it only up to a point. If you pretend to be much better than you are, you tend to get rumbled. Which I find, much to my relief, means The Sound of Music was right all along, even if the First Lady and Cicero were not. The point about Maria is that she isn't confident at all. "Oh, help," she says when she sees the size of the entrance to the Von Trapp house. So she sings the song to psych herself into a frame of mind in which she dares to open the gate and present herself to the 7 hostile children inside.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.